The Sunday Times Gen Next Awards are just around the corner, so we thought, hey, let's have a conversation with the people that are responsible for these awards and also find out why they're so important for both brands and for the youth of South Africa. We are all hanging out today just to touch more about the Sunday Times Gen Next Awards, which are taking place on the 9th of September at 11 a.m. So all brands that are listening, do not forget to register at www.sundaytimesgennext.co.za. So if you don't know about the Sunday Times Gen Next, then where have you been? This event is in partnership with Yellowwood, and it's in its 17th year. It's been that long. It's a leading annual youth brand preference and consumer behavior event. So if this is your vibe, then I would definitely stay tuned, because today we're going to be chatting to Uzanele Potelwa, who is the Gen Next Awards MC, as well as Irben Geevers, who is the head of advertising, sales and trade marketing. So we're going to literally get the front row seat. We're going to get information that you wouldn't generally get anywhere else with regards to the Gen Next event. So first and foremost, hello Zanele, hello Irben. How are you guys doing this morning?
Hi Lebang, we are so good. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I'm really, really excited to be chatting to you guys because, you know, growing up, I would always hear about the Gen Next Awards and the Gen Next this and the Gen Next that, but I never really knew what was going on. But I always wanted to be involved. You know, I wanted to be a part of things. So this is exciting. This is nice for me to be able to chat to you guys and really just find out exactly what this is all about. I mean, the youth make up majority of South Africa, as we know. And because there's so many youth, I can honestly say that the youth make up, you know, we have the most influence rather over the parents and the buying power in the household. The youth decide what happens. So, you know, I think this is a great initiative. I'm quite excited to find out really about the Sunday Times Gen Next campaign, why it's so important for brands and why it's so really relevant to brands to appeal to today's youth. Because if we think about it, the youth, you know, are the future. There's so many of us. So listen to the kids, bro, as they say. So I'll kick start with you, Zanele. Do you think that the lockdown has changed the youth consumer of today? If so, how?
Sure. I definitely think that it 100% has changed the youth consumer. I think in certain categories, you'll find that, you know, they want more of certain things. And then in others, you'll find that they need more of certain things. So, you know, with the change, and I think it's absolutely across the board, not just for the youth, but obviously in this specific way that we're speaking, I 100% think that, you know, with the change that has come at each and every one of us, all of us have had to change. And as a result, some of the most exciting things, I think, with the Gen Next Awards for 2021 is the fact that we then had to sort of, you know, change a few things here and there in terms of categories. So you'll find that this year there's even best alcohol, which was obviously voted for by those who are older than 18. There's best learning programs, which of course those were needed by the youth because we had to learn from home, right? And have all of these different classrooms that were online. And you even have best I think it's luxury staycations and all these different categories that have been added as a result of the change that happened with the youth. So I definitely think that it has indeed changed. And I also think that it's also evolved in a way that we wouldn't have seen in a longer amount of time. So it's been incredible to see.
Yeah, but how has the media preferences changed as a result of lockdown and the multiple waves that the industry has had to endure?
So, I mean, it's quite an interesting one if you think about it, really, that media is meant to inform, educate, and entertain, like, and people have found different ways to get that, you know, that the media information that they need and the entertainment that they need and so forth. But what's happened is that I think what people have done, you know, young consumers specifically, is they've just found other ways to get the same information.
Exactly.
So whether it's a proliferation of the you know, the TikToks of the world, whether it is Twitter, whether it is newspapers, etc., they've just found different ways to get the information. But what's ended up happening is because we're spending a significant amount more of time more at home, I think, you know, media that could stream, that could get to them at their home without them having to go anywhere to go pick it up or get it, has changed the game completely.
Back to you, Zanele. You know, you are obviously the official MC of the Gen Next Awards. You're also an influencer. Yes. So, you know, in your opinion, what should brands be doing to appeal to the youth to gain that ever so wanted coolest brand vote? I mean, everybody wants that award.
So, you know what? I'm somebody... 100%. And I feel very strongly about this because I don't think that it's a difficult thing for brands to do. Like you said at the beginning, you were like that young people are the ones who make the decisions in the households, right? And I think now more than ever, because we have so much information at our fingertips and our, I guess our parents aren't necessarily part of that generation that moved into so much technology where we know everything and we know what the best is. So for me, I firstly think that brands need to meet the young people where they are. You know, it's all very good and well to sit back in a boardroom rather and just be like, okay, cool, we think the youth wants this. Don't think, babes, it's out there. Go to YouTube, go to TikTok. The things that they like, the things that they're about, they're on there. And even the things that they're passionate about, which then brings me to the fact that this generation 100% cares so much about what's happening in our communities and how we can help the world just become a better place.
Yes.
So I think that a lot of brands need to focus more on how they can care for the community as a brand and also just, you know, showing the youth and showing the world and honestly just to be a good human being, how they can hopefully just make a difference. So for me, it's 100% those two things about meeting the youth where they are and then also making sure that you're caring for the world. And finally, I'll also say just like you said, listen to the kids, man.
Speaking
and you know, now more than ever, we've got a huge, huge voice. So listen to us because everything we want and everything that we think a brand should be is out there. You just got to go and see it for yourself.
Go out there, see it for yourself and find it. And I think just to add on to what you said, Zanele, you're seeing a lot of brands trying to connect, trying to become almost one with the young consumer, but it's almost forced. You know, you can just see when something's not organic. And that's what I love about this market. With the kids, we can see right through something that is put on, something that is fake. The more organic you can make it feel, the better. Like, it's so obvious.
I literally said this a week ago. I said, we can see smoke and mirrors.
Honestly.
We don't have time for them.
We don't.
We can see right through it. Exactly.
Like, respect us, guys. Like, please do, like, do your research and just try your best to make it as organic as possible. Like, give the people what they deserve. And I think a big part of that is trying to really understand who you're communicating with. You know, it's just so sad when some brands just hit the mark and it's like, oh, come on, guys.
Exactly. And it always leaves you asking, kind of being like, okay, but then who did you consult?
Exactly.
You were trying to go for young people, so then did you ask young people, will it work?
Like, who did who approved this? Like,
exactly. That is always the question.
And you know what I love about our voice now as young people is that we'll tell you that, hey, man, that's not us, and we know 100%. That you hired the wrong person to approve that.
Exactly. And babes, you'll find yourself trending on Twitter for all the wrong reasons. Which is what nobody wants. So just do your homework.
That is it. That is it.
To that point, though, I mean, if you think about Gen Next and this whole project, that's exactly what it does. You know, it highlights the people who are doing it right, and it highlights the people who are doing it not so well. And it's just a clear reflection because it's voted for by the youth, by young people saying this appeals to me and this does not appeal to me. And hopefully, people in boardrooms, you're right, will consult with the young people. They'll take information like the Gen X project into account, and they'll produce better content that actually does speak to young people.
Absolutely, 100%. Absolutely. Ibn, how does the Sunday Times actually appeal to the new consumer of 2021?
So, I mean, the Sunday Times has a very proud, more than 100-year heritage, and I think because of that, it's established itself well with families. So, you know, families, the nuclear family is made up of older people and younger people and so forth. And I think the content that the Sunday Times produces, not only just in the main body of the publication, but also Times Live, the digital aspects of it and so forth, that does speak to young people because what we try and do is we try and create good quality, trustworthy content and then present it wherever that may be, whether it's in the print, whether it's on digital and so forth. And also, I mean, there's unfortunately, and especially in the current environment, there's a proliferation of fake news out there. And I think what Sunday Times does is it brings that trustworthiness back to news content.
Absolutely. Like I remember being a kid and every Sunday after church, like clockwork, going past the robot and getting a Sunday Times without fail for years. Like it was such a big part of growing up. I love to see how Sunday Times has kept with the times, you know, and hasn't folded like a lot of these, newspaper outlets that we grew up with. Like Sunday Times has managed to remain relevant, to adapt to the times. And as you're saying, you know, that nostalgia or that the credibility of, you know me, it's me, Sunday Times, you know, you remember me. That is so important. And I think that is so key in, you know, in building that trust and in maintaining that trust rather. So those of us who remember it well, you know, we can still access it, which is, I think, fantastic.
Yeah.
Zanele, in your opinion, what would you say has been the biggest trend that we've seen over the past 4 months? I cannot, you're an influencer.
Oh my
You are
goodness.
Right there in the middle. You're in the center of this big bubble that is, you know, South African trends. What do you think has been the biggest trend in the past 4 months?
Do you mean in terms of trends from what brands have done or just trends on social media?
I think trends in terms of what brands have done.
Okay, so I think one of the biggest ones that I can think of from the top of my head, particularly when it came out, and also you must remember, because of the times that we live in, it's always things in and things out very quickly, right?
Yes, yes.
But one of the things that really sticks out for me was what Chicken Licken did, that advert not too long ago, which had to do with Mick and the car and everything. Yes, that was a very, very big trending thing that a brand had done. And I think people absolutely loved it. And then somebody who always gets it right, and it's very weird, actually, now that I think about it, that these restaurants are the ones getting it right. But Nando's does really well in terms of making sure that they're always on top of things and always ready to crack a joke. Because we live in South Africa, our lives are very funny, or rather we make them funny because we like to laugh at everything.
We do, we really do.
Yes. So I think, you know, they're always on top of that. And then just taking a look in terms of, I think firstly, alcohol as well, because you know that that's been a big thing. Mm. So that's been trending in our country for, I don't know how long. I think it's been over a year now because of how it got taken away and brought back and all of those different things. So I think people like Brutal Fruit were always on top of it, as well as Savannah, of course, luckily for them.
Yeah, for and free finally, as well. Like,
exactly.
Talk about free marketing.
Exactly. Especially at all the parties. My goodness. But I think one final one that I'll mention is Adidas, who also has been getting it really right in terms of, I mean, Beyonce is helping them a lot.
Yeah.
However, I think because of how we need to understand how the market works, there are people who chose really great influencers who allowed their content to be put out there in a really great way, which allowed it to trend. So
Zanele, I think I'm going to put you on the spot here. You said that one of the biggest trends was the Chicken Licken commercial with the car, and was it Mike?
Mick. Yes.
Mick, or,
I think that's
that guy.
It, yes.
Would you say that that advert particularly resonated with the youth?
So I won't lie. I think it resonated with the older youth. I think with the younger people, I think it might have been a little bit difficult too, because, you know, they don't know who Mick is.
Right.
And I was like, because even for me, I'm somebody who I'm lucky enough that I get the best of both worlds, because I'm number 5 of 6 children. So I have older siblings, you know, who sort of, really, I guess, influenced me in certain ways and in knowing these things. I think you're very right. If you really look at it from the, did you resonate with like a 10-year-old or 14-year-old, even 16, might not necessarily have hit the mark.
Yeah, well, maybe they weren't looking to resonate with that age group. If that's the case, then they did pretty well. It was very entertaining, very out 100%. The box. I mean, it got us talking, and we're talking about it right now.
And I was going to say, and at the end of the day, what did they do? They trended.
Exactly.
And what was everybody doing? Still watching it. So I think it was still a very good idea at the end of the day.
For sure, for sure. Eben, there's been a lot of changes, you know, that have been happening. COVID, lockdown, et cetera, et cetera. And brands have had to obviously also change how they maneuver, figure out new ways of doing things. Do you think that because of all the things that brands have had to face this year, it'll have an impact on the Gen Next 2022 results? And why?
I think it definitely will. If you think about how people have been consuming media and you know, brands have had to to find different ways to position themselves. And I think some have obviously done it well and some haven't. Mm. So you're sitting at home at the moment, like a lot of us are, you know, young people are at home a lot more than they used to be and so forth. So there's a lot of information coming at them from a screen somewhere and all those kind of things. And some brands have done it well, some brands just haven't cracked it. Mm. So I think that it'll definitely change that whole outlook. But also, all of a sudden now, there's a whole bunch of new brands that maybe didn't feature that much before that have now come to the fore. You know, the likes of the streaming people, the fiber providers and so forth. You know, everything has changed all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, brands that you never really thought about before have now become a heck of a lot more prominent in young people's minds. So yeah. I think the results are definitely have been shaped completely differently because of what we're experiencing at the moment.
Yeah, no, for sure. I really hope these brands are listening. This is such great insight, my word. Zanele, we spoke a little bit earlier about, you know, when brands do it right and they don't do it right and how it's so obvious when they really get it wrong. In your opinion, you know, what are some of the things that you've seen that have worked, you know, that brands have done with regards to communicating with the youth? And perhaps brands should be doing more so that they can actually get that organic connection so that they can hit the mark.
Okay, so like I said in the beginning, I 100% believe in going to the youth and meeting them where they are, yes. right? Otherwise, they're not necessarily going to know what you're about or even what you're willing to do to make sure that you firstly know what they want and also the fact that, you know, you offer the stuff for the youth, right? Because Eben even just said now that there's even certain brands that have come out of the woodworks that are now important to the youth. So I 100% think that it's, in terms of getting it 100% correct, it's those people who went to TikTok and were doing all of these different challenges. I remember there was a Doritos challenge. Mm. I remember that even Netflix also jumped on board with doing a few dance challenges here and there in line with a specific show that they had released. And then I think another one that I can think of was Red Bull at some point also jumped onto the train in terms of making sure that they're advertising on TikTok. Mm. And then something else as well that I think I mentioned about a week ago was I was talking about how the Cotton On Foundation has genuinely like made a really big effort in terms of trying to show South Africa that they care, particularly the youth, right?
Yeah.
So they've been doing a whole lot of different charity work with the likes of Nomsa Mabata and really just making sure that they're out there and saying, hey, look, this is us. We're for the youth. We're about the youth. So for me, those are a couple of the things that I think in terms of campaigns stick out with brands who are really trying to align themselves with young people.
Yeah. Disclaimer, TikTok is not for everyone. That platform is ridiculous. Ridiculous. What are these kids doing?
No, I beg to differ. I think there's something for everyone on TikTok. There's cooking TikTok. There's praying TikTok. There's school TikTok. There's funny TikTok. I think there's something for everyone.
For sure. But like, we're just going to need a tutorial, like a crash course on how to TikTok the right way. Like, I just don't know like how these kids do this so well. Like, they just sit in their bedrooms for the whole day and come up with this insane content. And overnight, you've got like 7 million followers. And I'm like, what?
Correct.
If we had TikTok back in my day, like when I was in Mexico 23 years ago, like, Lord knows what kind of content, like.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Do you know what I mean?
It's crazy. It's very, very crazy.
It really
but it's also
is.
Beautiful to see because I think it's a different way for young people to express themselves.
Absolutely.
And like I said, I mean, there's all these platforms that give us voices. Mm. And I definitely think TikTok and the likes are part of those.
For sure, without a doubt. Eben, in your opinion, what do you think makes this age-old platform the go-to guide for brands looking to make an impact and really resonate with today's youth and future generations to come?
Look, the media environment is so big and so large, and there's so many different options for brands to communicate. But it can all get a little bit lost, you know, out there, specifically in the digital space. It's a bit much.
Mm.
So the nice thing about the Sunday Times and the various extensions of Sunday Times, including the Gen Next supplement, is the fact that it's the go-to place where you can get quality, well-researched information in one place. And because of the massive size of the audience that we have, I think it's a fantastic opportunity for brands to present themselves to the right audience in the right manner.
Absolutely. Sanele, just to close off, I mean, you're the official MC of the Sunday Times Gen Next Digital Awards. Kudos.
Yes,
shout out to you, girl. Flowers.
Shout out to Eamon for letting me be the MC.
Yeah, no, he saw that. Okay, there's some minerals here. She's the gal. She's the one. What are you most looking forward to? I mean, it's a big task. It's very exciting. What do you think you're looking forward to the most?
Goodness. So can I just reiterate what Eamon has just said? And
yes,
it all comes from a place of just how much respect I have for the Sunday Times Gen Next Awards. I look at them and I have so much admiration, particularly for the work that Eamon and the team do, because I feel like there's absolutely no one that does it like them in terms of really listening to what the youth has to say, in terms of what they want from brands and marketers and the likes. So for me, first and foremost, it is a huge celebration to say that the Sunday Times Gen Next Awards are still going and are going strong and are continuing to give such a strong voice to young people, especially at a time where young people just want a voice and want to be heard. I think that's the most incredible thing. And I'm also really excited just for us to be able to see who those brands are that have been able to sort of adapt. Because like we said earlier on, it's been a huge change for absolutely all of us. Particularly for the youth in terms of navigating, you know, their lives and how it's changed over the last year and a half. But, you know, those brands that have been able to really stick their heads out and make sure that they're still keeping in touch with what the youth wants and how they can best then mold themselves around how this change has affected the youth.
Yes.
So I think that, you know, that's what I'm really looking forward to. And also just to seeing what the youth loves. I am somebody who's very passionate about young people. And that's why I'm so honored to be part of the Sunday Times Gen Next Awards 2021. And I always am a huge fan of getting to hear what they say is the future, because this is literally what they're deciding as the future. And yeah, and more than anything else, I'm also really keen for more and more people to learn about what it is to get it right, like Eamon said earlier on.
Yes, definitely. I think my favorite thing about the Sunday Times Gen Next Digital Awards is that it's kind of like a 360. So you've got the brands who are being recognized for the work that they're doing in connection with the youth, but also the youth are also so deep inside that they can also participate in this and say, yeah, but we think, yeah, but you know, the voices are being heard, the 100%. Brands are getting information, Zanella's going to be emceeing, killing it. I mean, why wouldn't you want to participate in these awards?
Exactly. And I mean, this is the second time that we're also doing it, right, as the Gen Next Awards. So you must know that it's going to be bigger and better come the 9th of September. So everybody must just make sure that they register.
I'm so excited.
Can I just throw in the link quickly where you can register?
I'm so excited. Okay. Go for it. Go. It's your chance.
www.sundaytimesgennext.co.za. That's where you can do so.
Fantastic.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Eamon, for hanging out with us. Thank you so much, Zanele, for taking the time to hang out with us this morning.
Thank you.
As you've heard, the Sunday Times Gen Next Digital Awards are taking place on the 9th of September at 11 a.m. All the brands that are listening right now, do not forget to register at www.sundaytimesgennext.co.za. It's going to be fun.
Yes.
Yes.